ask you this as a club promoter and a club guy. Well, for former. What makes it a movie and what doesn't make it a movie?
Well, I mean, first and foremost, you need people. Like, you know, if you are severely under capacity, it is not a movie. It is a bad joint. Something that you did didn't connect with the audience. And at the end of the day, you know, a smart promoter such as myself, which that's like an oxymoron, really, because most of these niggas are dumb as dog shit. At least Philadelphia wise, dumb as dog shit. Like, you know, now when you talk about like national promoters, like, you know, Javier, DJ Golden Boy, Headliner, who else? Miss Diddy, like people like that, like the people that promote on like a national level that know what the fuck they doing. Like, yeah, they smart, strategic people with like good relationships or whatever like that. But for the most part, the average promoter,
shit, AG,
yeah, exactly. He's fucking started as a valet parker, and yeah, now he's the biggest promoter in the fucking country. You know what I'm saying? With relationships with every artist, like from fucking Jay-Z down to the your cousin that just put a, like, damn, yeah, AG about to put me on tour. Like, how? Like, you got one song, little cousin from the projects. So what the fuck was we talking about?
What makes it a movie?
Oh, what makes it a movie? Oh, yeah, so you need people. So a good promoter, a good smart promoter is going to tailor his promotion around what the people want and what they want to see in order to draw people in. You know, an idea of like a bad promotional tactic is basically like making it all about you. Like, if you're a promoter and you got fucking Lil Durk, or you got some big butt bitch that people want to see, or whatever it may be, whatever your attraction is, you got a good looking staff, sell your attractions. You have promoters that'll just post themselves all day. Yeah, this was me going in 7 years ago at the VF Hall. You know what I'm saying? I had all the veterans going crazy, like just dumb shit like that. Shit that don't connect to their audience or whatever. That's not strategic. So first and foremost, you have to tell your promotion to the people and what the fuck they want. Secondarily, like, you need a good, me and DJ Boo call it a hook. You need something to draw people in. Meaning, like, you know, a relevant fucking relevant talent, whether that be a host, dope bottle girls, whatever. So a lot of this shit is like redundant, because it's like, again, you want to tell her the promotion to what the people want, but you also want to listen to the people in terms of like who you're booking and shit like that, to make sure that it connects to the audience, to where you're not just like booking talent and fucking wasting money. You really need competent staff. Like, I've been in parties plenty of times, whether it be Reserve, whatever, Cape Vanity Grand, whatever, Onyx, motherfuckers like have like an off night. Like, you go to a restaurant and the staff be like off, and they like fucking shit up and bring you shit you didn't ask for, shit like that. Mm-hmm. The same thing happens in a nightclub world, where it's like, yo, you could do everything right as a promoter, and then your staff will fuck everything up, to where it's like, you possibly could have made, like, the security not on point. You could have made 50 grand at the door, and you made 26, or whatever the case may be, because they holding people in line and taking too long to get motherfuckers in. Your door person not on point, not charging the right fucking amounts of money. And then, like, your servers and your bottle staff, people waiting exorbitant amounts of time to get fucking poured liquor at the bar. Or motherfuckers is paying for sections they didn't pay weeks ago, because Future here, whoever here, and it's taking an hour and a half to get niggas' bottles out to their tables and shit like that. So now, as the promoter, you the first line of defense, because you deal with all these different entities. So now, instead of talking to people about how good of a time they having, or even being able to sit back and just do nothing or just observe, now you troubleshooting, trying to fix all the problems that all of the fucking incompetent staff fucked up. So if your night don't run smooth, it definitely ain't a movie, because I done had plenty of nights that social media wise look cool, and I was just like, this shit sucked, y'all fire, you terrible. Like, and because the reality of it is like, your money is on the line when you fucking promoting at a high level, especially when you're doing celebrity shit like what I was doing. Like, my money is on the line, but at the end of the day, the security pay is guaranteed. The fucking bartender get a shift pay plus tips. Her money is guaranteed. The door person get a set motherfucking fee. You might get if you got a good promoter that's hiring you, you're going to get a bump at a certain amount of money, whatever the case may be, because you're the first line of defense to my bread. The bottle girls is getting the fucking set pay plus tips. So it's like, nobody gives a fuck about the promoter and what you want. They just, they make money as a function of what you do. So whether they good at their job or bad at their job, they still gonna make money, because the system is set up to funnel money their way. It's just a matter of how much they make, but they're gonna make money. You ain't guaranteed to make money though. And you the one putting the money up, organizing, marketing, all this shit.
See, you're talking about it from a promoter standpoint.
Yeah.
I was more so talking about from a, like, a patron.
I mean, from a patron standpoint, you know, if I'm going somewhere and if I fucking have a good time, it's like, dude, is it a good looking staff? Is the security on some nut shit? And like, you know, like the friendliness of the people that's there, as far as like from a staff standpoint, and then like, do you got, is it bad bitches in here or is it sad bitches in here? Like, what the fuck is going on?
Like, we went to Stats when I went down there for Jewel's birthday. Yeah. We had hookah, bottles, section. You saw me in the Meek video. Yeah. You know, like, I had fun, but I don't necessarily think it was a movie. Yeah, so I don't know what constitutes.
You just had a night out. Like, to me, like, if I was a patron and if a movie would be, all right, I already got my section, whatever, I'm going where the fuck I'm going, whether it's a strip club or a regular club. We go there, I pull up, I'm getting right in the fucking club. I was some bitches online. Oh, they look good. Bring them in. So now I've picked up some stragglers. Right. Whatever. We feeding them drinks. We some having a good time. Yeah, ain't nobody tripping. Everybody having a good fucking time. The bitches is vibing. They not crying and complaining. They just going with the fucking flow. Bitches is choosing. I might dip off and go to the bathroom, get my dick sucked. Like, that's a fucking movie. Okay. Like, where it's like a night where you remember, yo, because this happened and then this happened. And then I was fucking with the one little bitch and then her girlfriend was like, oh, no, you need to such as. Then I had a threesome. Like, shit like that. Like, the last movie night that I had was a long, long fucking time ago as far as going out, which is why I don't go out no
more. That's why when I see people in the picture, is them, like, with their foot on the little coffee table holding a hookah joint.
Them little $7 IKEA tables, yeah, that's probably 13. Because of inflation.
And there. they like, yeah, last night was a movie. And like, I'd be like, what about it was a movie?
It wasn't a movie.
Like, what about it was critically acclaimed?
Yeah, if I don't leave the club having a DUI scare followed by some sex that I wasn't supposed to get, it wasn't a movie. It was just a party.